The so-called Shoreline Bill goes before a state Senate committee Thursday. It deals with a specific stretch of the Lake Michigan shore, 2.5 miles of Milwaukee's downtown lakefront. The legislation's immediate goal is to allow a stalled project to continue at the corner of Michigan and Lincoln Memorial Drive. Almost 2 years ago, a local developer proposed erecting a 44-story hotel and apartment complex there. Debate persists whether the land should be held as publicly protected lake bed. Today's hearing is not the first on the Shoreline Bill. Last week, an assembly committee listened to what people had to say. It turned into 60 minutes filled with support for the plan. Kenneth Kramer stepped up on behalf of the Construction Labor Management Council of Wisconsin.
I'm hoping that you guys can support this AB 655 so we can start moving forward. They keep talking about the transit center site. It should no longer be the transit center site. It should be called the Couture. That's 2,880 jobs. 1,800 of those jobs are going to be in high-paid construction project. Those would be my jobs. So I'm asking you today to please support AB 655.
Under the developer's plan, a new high-rise, the Couture, would replace the bus shelter now sitting on the land. A committee member quizzed one author of the bill allowing the land to be developed, Representative Joe Sanfilippo.
This is something that the city and the county, everybody seems to agree on, is a good thing. Who is against it?
There's a small group of a park activist group. Their whole issue here is, well, we have to stop the building on this land because otherwise they're going to be building on the lakefront.
According to Sanfilippo, the city of Milwaukee established the downtown shoreline in 1913 through an agreement with the Chicago and Northwestern Railway Company. The legislator says that accord lays a solid foundation on which to draw the line between lakebed and to its west, potential private development. He says the line runs midway along what is today Lincoln Memorial Drive. Melissa Scanlon insists the issue is more nuanced. She served as water law and policy scholar for the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences. Scanlon says Wisconsin's public trust doctrine, enshrined in the state constitution, requires the state to keep shorelines open and accessible to the public.
The legislature has, from time to time since over the past 100 years, granted lakebed to usually public entities and has allowed lakebed to be filled for public purposes. And those grants are really clearly limited usually to public purposes.
A pivotal piece of the debate is whether the current transit building rests where Lake Michigan flowed in the past. Charles Camps is founder of Preserve Our Parks. Camps believes every acre counts along Milwaukee's lakefront.
It's the public trust doctrine that has given Milwaukee its free, open, and clear lakefront. I think that's one of Milwaukee's most valuable assets. And we Preserve Our Parks, thinks that we have to preserve the doctrine, full force and effect, in order to protect our lakefront and our lakefront parks. And it's significant that our political leaders, well, the community through the years since statehood, 1848, has observed.
Camps says his group has uncovered maps dating back into the 1800s that reveal 2/3 of the transit site stands on lakebed. Shoreline Bill advocates such as Lori Rawlings are not deterred.
I represent more than 150 contractors employing thousands of tradespeople across southeastern Wisconsin. On behalf of those contractors and their employees, I urge you to support Assembly Bill 655 because it will create much needed jobs in our industry.
They hope to win the day based on a 1913 shoreline agreement. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.